Hiya, pals, and welcome to the show. I'm, of course, the Wookiee of Disney. Friends, this podcast is live on all your favorite listening apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, our main platform, Anchor. Guys, the Wolf had a scheduling conflict today, unfortunately, and could not be here to record this week's episode. So I asked friend of the show, John Delmonico, who has done an interview with us before, to sit in for the Wolf. And I think we're going to have a pretty good show today. We have a few things lined up, and I'm going to start it kind of the same way we always do, with, you know, what did we miss? So, John, again, welcome. And what did we miss last time we went to Disney is the way I'm going to preface this question. Any rides or meals or shows or anything like that that we didn't get to do that, you know, you're looking forward to doing next time we go?
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you for having me again. Always a good time. Our last trip, the one thing, I mean, that virtual thing at Downtown Disney, we definitely talked about it the whole time before. We got there, we're going to do this day. So excited to get back down there in January and do that at least.
Oh, you're talking about the void, yeah. In Disney Springs. Yeah, so John and I went, and I think it was a few years back now, we went and did the Void, like I said, over in Disney Springs, which is Star Wars VR, so you put on a helmet and gear and shoulder pads, chest plate, everything, and then they hand you a blaster, and you get to go undercover as a stormtrooper and try to steal plans for the, for the New Republic on, you know, what secret weapon that, you know, the Empire was working on and all that good stuff. And it was a lot of fun, and it was really challenging. You get hit with the blasters, and you feel the buzz, yep. You know, of like you're getting actually hit. And you're actually doing puzzles at the same time, trying to get the doors open while fighting off, the stormtroopers. I know we had a lot of trouble figuring out how to get one of those doors open. So
those colors.
Yeah, I think next time we go, we'll be a little more equipped on, you know, what to expect this time. I wasn't really expecting to be doing puzzles while getting shot at. So it was a little, it was a lot to take in at once. But, yeah, no, I do. I thought that was a good time.
Yeah, definitely want to get back down there and do that. Another thing is going to the pool. I want to go in the pool this time rather than just sitting on the side in sweatpants, sweatshirt.
I hear you. Yeah, we didn't get the best weather last time we went, but we also didn't really take a pool day like we normally do.
Just the first day we flew in.
Yeah, that was really it from what I recall. I don't maybe the quiet pool at night, because I know we had a nice room on the first floor that
you went there.
Yeah. I was
sleeping
at the end of the Beach Club Villas. There we had the last room. It was kind of cool because we got to walk right out the back door of the room, go to the hot tub or the pool, but also, you know, go to the buses and stuff. So I thought it was, honestly, being on that first floor over on that side was probably one of the better rooms we've had in a while.
Definitely.
So it was just easy access to, like, the busing and getting around. It was honestly just, I thought that was a great setup for us. So I enjoyed that trip very much. My brother and his girlfriend were there. And, you know, we did all the parks. Any rides you're really looking forward to doing or something we've never done before?
Never. What's that new one, the Rise of Resistance?
Right? Rise of Resistance, yep. We haven't done. We also did not do Smuggler's Run. Yeah. If you remember, we were considering it, but it started to rain. Correct. So we were getting out of there.
Oh, yeah, Ethan talked about that to me. Definitely said it was a lot of fun, so definitely want to try out on that.
We actually talked about that when he got back from his trip. They, him and his wife got to do it. And last time they went, they were sitting in the back. This time they actually got to sit in the front and be pilots. So he said it was a much better experience.
Because he said it was just your party. Your party was the only ones in there.
Exactly. So just with everything going on right now and the times, you only get to ride the ride with the people you are there with. So you're not going to be on this ride with any strangers or anything like that. It's just going to be you and your immediate party. So he did. He got to sit up front and be the pilot, which he said was, like I said, just a much better experience overall. He said it was tough to see from that back seat last time, and he just wanted to be a little more incorporated in the ride. So I look forward to doing that. We also haven't done Toy Story World either, so we still have the Slinky Dog roller coaster to do. We haven't been on Toy Story Mania since they flipped the door to the other side of the building.
Correct.
So I'm interested just to see how.
Yeah, last time we were there, it was raining when we were over that side of the park.
Yeah, because if you remember, me and you had got one of those lemonades that they sell over there. And it just kept filling back up because of the rain. Yeah, I'm interested to do the Slinky Dog roller coaster. It sounds like, from what the Wolf has been telling me, it's one of the most smooth, seamless roller coasters he's ever been on. So I don't foresee you getting sick. You have trouble with some rides, so.
But yeah, the spinning.
It's spin really rides. Not roller coasters. It's more spinning. So I think this ride is going to be one you really enjoy.
Yeah.
I have just a quick shout out to give. Anthony Wright, happy birthday. He's got a YouTube channel over. Yeah, it's called Inline 4, and he's just a really good kid, and I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. I also wanted to get into Mando Mondays. The Wolf and I have been in touch with a couple different podcasts, and one of the most receptive ones has definitely been Disney Life Podcast, hosted by Mark Valentine, who's just been a really, really solid friend of the show. He started Mando Mondays, he invited us on, and he, you know, wants to have a panel with me and the Wolf, talking each week on Mondays at 8:30 about the Mandalorian episode that has come out previous to that episode. So we just finished talking about Season 2, Episode 2, The Passenger. It was a lot of fun last night. Unfortunately, like I said, the Wolf had some scheduling conflicts, so he was not there for that either. But we had Marina from Mini Bows and Magic podcast. She's a big fan of Disney, and she's got a really good podcast, so I would definitely recommend checking her out as well. But again, just thank you, Mark, and thank you, Marina. Last night was a lot of fun talking Mandalorian with you guys. The only other thing I really have scheduled for us, John, is a game me and Ethan have really started to become very fond of, and just asking you on short notice, it's actually just a pretty easy game to set up and something that I think is just fun. We really like to put each other in situations where you have to make a tough decision, and we love playing Would You Rather. We've done it twice now. We did it again last week, which I thought was a lot of fun, just like the first time we did it. And, you know, it's just cool coming up with all these different questions. And I do have a lot of them, again, personalized for you. So there's questions that, you know, are going to be a lot of like two things that you like or dislike that I personalized for you. So easy game. I set it up pretty well, and I think you did as well. So I'm looking forward to this.
Hey, you know, why don't, before we get into this next segment, let's take a quick break. Let's go get something to eat. Let's wash our hands, and we'll see you real soon.
We'll just jump right into it. John, would you like to go first?
That's all you.
All me? All right, so we'll start with this. Would you rather go on It's a Small World 10 times in a row, get that song drilled into your head, or ride Mission Space, which I know is just simply not one of your favorites? You don't like the spinning, you don't like those rides, and I think this is just, do you want to suck it up for one ride on Mission Space, or do you want to have your at least a month ruined having It's a Small World playing in your head over and over again?
That is tough. I've never been on Mission Space. Told myself I never will be.
No, you. I think I made you go on. I thought we went on the less intense side, though.
I sat right outside the front door.
Okay. All right. Never been enough on it.
Can I do it at the end of the night before bedtime?
So you don't want to have your day ruined, basically.
Correct. Okay. I don't want my day's ruined. Can't do anything spinning.
Yeah, I'll preface it. Whatever time you want to go on. Would you rather do that or It's a Small World?
Mission Space once at the end of the night.
Just get it over with.
And then go to bed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. I mean, as you know, I'm a huge fan of that ride. It's one of my favorites. I don't know why. It's wicked intense. You really feel your face get pushed back as you go on takeoff, which is not for everybody, so I can understand not being a super fan of that ride if you are one to get nauseous on stuff like that.
That is correct. One for you, start off with. Would you rather have every park to yourself in your party for 2 days, or have a week of parks but no fast passes and regular lines?
Is there park hopping so I can go to multiple parks in one day?
Multiple parks. That's what, every park to yourself for 2 days straight.
Yeah, I think I would probably, or 7 days, but no fast passes.
7 days, no fast passes, and park as normal.
I think I would go 2 days, nobody else but us. Just because, obviously, you get to get on everything, and I'm pretty confident that me, you, and Sean maybe could definitely get all four parks done in 2 days, you know, twice over at least. So I'm leaning that way, but some of what I love about Disney is that, like, there's so much going on around you. The people watching almost makes it a lot more fun, and it's, I don't know, you always tend to meet someone on your trip that just makes it a little bit more fun, you know what I mean? Whether that's standing in line or sitting by the pool or meeting a cast member, something like that, which, you know, I love walking around and saying their name off the name tag and confusing them and getting into conversations. But I don't know, I almost feel like the special thing about Disney is that everybody there is happy and in a good mood. So I almost want to say 7 days. I was thinking two with no lines, but now once I think about it, I think I'm going to go with just the regular park.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I know you love people watching. So
it's just, there's something about just seeing all the magic going on around you that really makes Disney that special. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
Would you rather be as smart as Tony Stark or as strong and brave as Captain America? I know you're a big Marvel fan, not a huge Star Wars guy, so I figured I would ask you some Marvel questions.
I think I gotta go with Tony Stark. He's smart, he has nice cars, can build anything.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go that way.
You get the cool suit, you get the chicks.
You get to fly,
you get all the money in the world. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to agree with you on that one. Honestly, as much as I love Captain America, I think there's just too much allure to Tony Stark's character and personality that I would probably lean that way. I think my personality lines up more with Tony than with Steve Rogers anyway.
Yeah, that is true. This one's just for us at night. Would you rather only have Disney Springs open to you at night or the boardwalk? So I did it for, because I know Jelly Roll's on the boardwalk, but then everything else is downtown. So I want to see what
So say about that. This is a question that actually Ethan asked me the first time we played this game. And it's actually a question I was thinking about writing down, but I kind of had a feeling that was going to be one of yours. So I did not write that question down this time. Yeah, that's a real tough one for me because I love the food and everything at Disney Springs. I do love, there's a lot of, like, the void and bowling. There's a movie theater. We've never actually gone to the movies there, but it's something Ethan and I always talk about. Like, would you rather get a haircut at Magic Kingdom or go to the movies, which are both things you can do at home.
That's correct.
And it seems like it would be just a little bit more fun to do in Disney, even though I have a movie theater down the street from my house. The
same one.
Yeah, exactly. It's the AMC Theater. That's right. So, that's a really tough one.
Can you go all week without Jelly Rolls?
I couldn't. I couldn't. Ethan, I was just there, and he said it was closed, which I found really disappointing. So, I'm hoping when we go in January, John is coming on my trip with me in January, which I think I have mentioned before. If Jelly Rolls is not open, I'm going to be not a happy camper. So, I don't know. This trip could get a little dicey. But I think I am going to go Disney Springs. I don't recall my answer last time when Ethan asked me this. But I'm, like we always say, you could ask me the same question tomorrow and I might have a different answer. Yeah. So, I'm probably going to say Disney Springs just because there's a little bit more variety and more things to do over there. And just the restaurants are incredible. You really only have, like, a few at the boardwalk, which we have done. We haven't done Abracadabra yet, but we do love the pizza window. We do love ESPN Club. I love Jelly Rolls. You can take it for just a little bit of time, but I'm going to go with Disney Springs.
Cool.
So would you rather go only get to do one next time we go? The Void, which we've already talked about, the Star Wars VR, or go bowling as usual in Splitsville?
I'm going bowling at Splitsville.
I know.
It's always a great time.
You really do love going there, and it really always does end up being, again, just another thing that you can do at home.
Just more fun down there.
It's for some reason, there's something about just doing something as simple as going bowling at Disney that just makes it that much more fun. And it's a two-story bowling alley. It's huge. It's always packed. And we always end up having a really good time. So, yeah, I don't hate that answer. But I am really looking forward to doing The Void again, because I think second time through, we're going to score a lot better.
Yeah.
Your turn, my friend.
All right. All right, so we're staying at the beach club.
Okay.
Late at night, coming home, or going back to the hotel room. Would you rather go to the Boardwalk Hotel Arcade for Guitar Hero?
Oh.
Or the beach club pool table? We've done both.
That's a really good question, John. I'm actually impressed. You came prepared today. We do love, John and I love staying up late. So that's why Jelly Rolls is always an option. Disney Springs is always an option. We do tend to be up till 2-3 in the morning at Disney, and whether that's sitting in the like you said, I always drag you to that arcade. I think I still have a scorecard in my wallet somewhere with some points left for that arcade.
Or just Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I literally only go in there and play Guitar Hero, but just something I have in my closet that I could plug in at any time, but there's just something different about coming back from, you know, Jelly Rolls or something, or a park at night. You know, we've done extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom till like 2 o'clock in the morning before, and then went over to the arcade and played Guitar Hero, which, yeah, is a lot of fun. But I do enjoy us just going and playing pool and just enjoying ourselves and kind of just hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's always good conversation that comes out of it. So, yeah, I'm probably going to go, pool table.
Okay, cool.
Would you rather go on, you can only go on one, Soarin' or Star Tours?
Oh, Soarin' all day long.
All day long. Wow, I thought that was going to be a little bit harder of an answer.
Star Tours is the one in the little ride. It just goes like, wobbles.
It's the same concept as Soarin', but it's a little more intense, I would say.
Yeah, if you were saying Avatar ride to Soarin', I'd be like, well, the Avatar ride. I think that's more
comparable. Yeah. Avatar is the perfect mix of like just cruising around like Soarin' and just enjoying the sights, but also you get some intense moments like you do in Star Tours. So I think it's the perfect mix, really. But I don't hate that. I do really love Soarin', but I also am a big Star Wars guy. I've been saying to Ethan, I've never been picked as the wanted bounty.
Because it's always a kid in there.
I know, but I never got picked as the kid when I was a kid either. So I got kind of gypped on that one. I don't know what's going on. I guess my face isn't meant to be on that screen.
You're camera shy.
I guess so.
All right. If they were making a new character in both of these movies.
Okay.
Would you rather be a Star Wars movie or an Avengers movie?
So I asked...
You're the new character.
I'm the new character. So I get to be a Jedi?
Yeah, give me any character.
Whatever I want. Okay. So I actually asked Ethan a similar question. I asked him if he'd rather be on the Jedi Council or on the Avengers. And I agreed with his statement. The Jedi Council just seems a little too political for me. But imagine having force powers and a lightsaber. I mean, that would be pretty exciting. But also hanging out with guys like Thor and Tony Stark, I'm probably gonna have to say the Avengers, just because they seem to just have a little bit more fun than the Jedi Council does.
And it's
so
more normal life too. You're like in a city, or like you're still like daily life going on.
Yeah, exactly. So I could just live my life and also be superpowers. Yeah, that would be cool. I'm gonna lean Avengers as much as I love Star Wars. I love them both. So, yeah, I'm going to go Avengers. So, would you rather eat at Raglan Road or Via Napoli?
Ugh.
I know they're two of your favorites.
Those are my top two.
They are probably Two of my top three, yes. That and the Yachtsman.
Raglan Road or Via Napoli.
You get the entertainment at Raglan Road, or you get the amazing Italian
food. For me,
at,
though, it's shepherd's pie, or it's pizza.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it really just matters what you're in the mood to eat.
I'm going to go Via Napoli.
Via Napoli.
Fair enough. They have those mozzarella balls.
Yeah, the arancini.
Yeah, those ones.
Oh, very good. Yeah, those are some of my favorite. So, the floor is yours.
All right. So you're going to Magic Kingdom once your whole stay. You can only pick one ride to go on the whole entire day you're at the park.
Okay.
Is it Tomorrowland Speedway or Dumbo the Flying Elephant?
So you know I'm not a huge fan of both. I can honestly say I have not been on Dumbo in probably, let's see, I'm 27. At least probably 15 years.
But I know you've been on the Speedway.
And I hate the Speedway.
But you were on it, like, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
I don't know if it was that.
You went on it.
Those cars are a little small for me. I don't know. It feels like it was longer ago than that. But that line is terrible. Dumbo, there's actually two lines now. There's two rides of it now. So
lines do not matter. You only have one ride.
Trying to get on and off either one of them. So I'm going with the quicker line. I'm probably going to go with Dumbo because I hate the noise and I hate the smell of the Speedway. I've talked about this with Ethan numerous times. I really wish they would just, since it's in Tomorrowland, I would love if they took the go-karts out and made like an Avengers Land.
That'd be cool.
I think that's a really solid idea, and there's plenty of room for it.
Yeah.
But I just...
That's a Tomorrowland Speedway, though. It gets pretty long. It's crazy.
It's one of the staples of the park, and it's one of the, like, you know, long-running rides that everybody knows at that park. So I can understand people wanting that to stay, but I can't stand being over there, and just all you can hear is the cars Yeah, it's just... It's not for me, so I'm probably going to go with Dumbo on that one.
Cool. Good to know. For our next trip.
Yeah, well, we're probably not doing either, so just so you know. All right. This one, I kind of have... The Raglan versus Via Napoli, I knew was going to be tough. This one, I feel like I know the answer that you're going to give me, but I had to ask. Jelly Rolls or ESPN Club?
ESPN Club.
Yeah, see... Unless it's a football game with a pitcher of beer and some wings in front of me, we have the long-running joke that my uncle made last time. I think it was a few trips ago now. He was sitting at the table going, I got my boneless wings and I got my boneless beer. And we're just like, what are you saying right now? So, I don't know. It's just one of those things my family always jokes about now every time we go to ESPN Club. But, yeah, we've had some really good memories there. We've been there, like, during interviews, and I've been interviewed there. We always just seem to attract attention when we walk in there with our Patriots hats. And there always tends to be a ton of Patriots fans there. It's strange. It's like every time I go to ESPN Club, it's almost like 30% of that big room is, like, Patriots fans. So watching a game in there is never a bad time.
Yeah, well, last time I went, they lost. Playoff game.
That's right. The last time we were there, they lost to the Titans. Time we saw Brady in a Patriots uniform. Your question, sir.
All right. So since we both know who's always better at this ride.
Oh, God.
Would you rather be me or you on the Buzz Lightyear ride?
Well.
Well, what?
We'll preface it this way. Yes, and I have admitted on this show before, you are much better than me at Buzz Lightyear. I just have trouble...
Seeing
is like my eyesight's good, but seeing which laser's mine, there's almost just too many going on at the same place at once.
I can see that.
So my aim's just not that great on that ride, but if you remember correctly, I did beat you pretty badly last time we were there. Now, he was trying to say his gun wasn't working. I don't buy it. Wolfpack, we might have a fib on our hands here. I don't think... His gun was not working. I think it was just my day.
I think the trigger was jammed.
The trigger was jammed. Okay. We'll go with that. So, I actually have a similar question, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you and jump to this next one. Would you rather Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger or Toy Story Mania right now, me versus you?
Ugh. See, I can never beat you in Toy Story, though.
Exactly.
But I find that ride a little bit more...
That ride's a lot more fun, yeah, a lot more interactive.
Well, yeah, exactly. You go to three different stages, mm-hmm. and your gun always changes.
Exactly.
Different screens, that's pretty cool. I would say Toy Story for that question, just because I like that a little bit better.
But you're going to lose.
But I might lose.
You're going to lose.
I've been practicing. I have a year to practice.
You've been practicing. All right, so let's see. Yes, it is your question.
All right. Don't really know which way you got to go on this one. Would you rather be a park employee at any of the parks of your choice or be a waiter at any restaurant in Epcot?
I would probably say a cast member at one of the parks. What park? I don't know what I would pick. I feel like me and Ethan have talked about this before, like working at Haunted Mansion seems like a lot of fun. Like, you get to be a little spooky and play up the role a little bit more than you do on any of the other rides.
Tower Terror, they're pretty spooky
too. Tower Terror would be actually a really good one. I also just think it would be fun being an employee at Animal Kingdom, working with the animals and like stuff like that. I kind of find that fascinating.
Safari driver.
That's actually what I said when Ethan asked me a similar question. I just think that's a lot of stuff to remember. The fact that they have to actually, it's not on a track. You're actually driving.
Yeah.
There are literally animals, living animals all around you.
And you do go different ways. One time you'll go right and other times you go left. There's different tracks they go on.
And I just find it really impressive that, you know, there's no specific, I mean, it's a general order because you know which section of the safari you're on, but to like kind of just as it's happening be able to explain all the different animals, and they even know all their names and how old they are and stuff like that. And I find it really fascinating that the cast members can remember all this information, do it impromptu, you know, have animals get in the way of you while driving and explaining all this information to everybody, and doing it all day, you know what I mean? I'm sure those shifts are not short, and they just have to keep doing it over and over, and they bring the energy every time, so...
That is true.
Yeah, I would say probably work over at Animal Kingdom in some sort of capacity.
Cool.
Okay, my next one. Would you rather ride Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean?
Haunted Mansion.
You like the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, I think Sean ruined that ride for me last year with the song.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been very vocal about this. Next, I do want to get back on that ride because it was spoiled by Sean last time we were there. Yo ho, yo ho, this ride. Nah, nah, nah. He put his own spin on it at the end, so...
Hysterical.
It was pretty funny, but I was a little annoyed at the time because, as you know, that is one of my favorite rides.
And it was raining and you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, I don't... Especially if I'm waking up early, like, the day's probably ruined, so.
All right. Would you rather go to Disney for 2 weeks straight or go to Disney twice a year, like January, then not go back until October? Split it up or go all at once?
Split it up or go all at once? I'm content with 1 week. Really? I think even 7 days is like, a really long trip. Like, 2 years ago, we went for 7 days, and that was just, we were all burnt out by the end of the week. I think last year when we went in January, we went for 5 days, and I think it was just like the right amount of time. If I get seven, I'm not staying for 14 straight. Yeah. I'm going to get gassed, so I'm probably going to split it up and enjoy myself like for one really good week twice in the same year.
Okay. Me, I went for 7 days in August, where it was, like, summer, and we did a lot more pool days.
Yeah, so
more,
like, that's...
I'm more on the two-week side. I'd rather, like, have, like, 4 or 5 days of pool than...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but see, like, I would like to... I also like going when the Christmas stuff is up.
That's true.
So I would like to go once when it's warm, and then once, you know, during the Christmas season.
Okay.
And I think that's just the way I would do it.
Yeah.
So would you rather test track... Or Mission Space, or Space Mountain, right now. We're in line for one or the other right now. Would you rather be in line for Test Track or for Space Mountain?
Space Mountain.
At Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite rides. I just like it being like dark and you're like getting whipped around. You have no idea. Looks like you're about to hit somebody, like hit your head on those poles.
We say that all the time. They can't be as close as we think they are.
We put our hands up and
I'm nervous to put my hands up. So, like I was saying last time, when you're in the tunnels, you can touch the ceiling. So, I don't know if the bars are. I would love to see it with the lights on. Just kind of a.
I think we did that once, didn't we?
I think
half it was lit up because we were doing something.
Something was going on, and I think it was lit up a little bit, but it was still. It's still tough just to judge the distance while you're moving that quickly.
All right. Since I heard you talk about this before on the podcast, would you rather be best friends with Thor or date Rey from Star Wars for only a month?
Ah.
You only got 1 month.
Yeah, so then if you told me I could marry Rey or be best friends with Thor, I'm going to have to say I'm marrying Rey because she is just my absolute ultimate crush.
That's why I said 1 month.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to, you know, there's nothing better than a good friend, especially one that can blast lightning bolts and has a cool hammer. So and you know what? He's funny, too. And he crushes beers like a monster. So I think, honestly, me and Thor would have a good time.
That is true.
My next question for you is, because I know you're not a fan of heights, so would you rather go to a park on the monorail or the Skyliner? Now, I get they go different places, but let's say the route's the exact same.
Yeah, okay. I'm still going monorail.
You're going monorail. You don't trust the Skyliner, do you?
I went with you last time. I think I was flipping out.
You were flipping out a little bit.
And they come in like 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, they come into the station pretty quick. You almost think you're going to rear-end the one in front of you. And it is a little sketchy, but we did not have any issues on it. We were with a couple of kids and their mother, though, if you remember, that were like, if we fell?
Yeah, the kids are talking about falling.
And we're like, hey, you know, not right now, please.
And the kid was like, there's a lake, we can fall. And the brother was like, but there's alligators.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's just a whole another worry that you have.
Yeah, it was great.
The floor is yours, my friend.
All right. Don't know which way you want to go. Well, actually, maybe I do. Would you rather your personal chauffeur from the parks in the like place at night, or take the buses but be on your own schedule? So you're on the chauffeur schedule. So if he's like, we're leaving, but the buses, you get to be on your own schedule. But you're with everybody else.
So basically, I would basically be you getting led around by me.
Pretty much.
Or do whatever I wanted.
Correct.
I already do whatever I want and make you guys do that, so I'm just going to go with that. Okay. Although last trip, I didn't get to do a lot of things because Sean did not want to do some things.
True. So late at night, you like waiting for the bus? Even if it's like a 20-minute wait, 30-minute wait?
Waiting for the buses, we always find a way to make that interesting.
That's true. Okay, we do have fun with that.
And we always end up meeting somebody, too, which is just... I think that's just me and my talkative nature. We just always end up just meeting some really cool people and just, kind of... just having a fun little conversation about, you know, how we're all just enjoying ourselves. So, would you rather go on... do you prefer PhilharMagic or Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor?
It's tough.
Because I know I always make you do both.
Yeah.
Because I do genuinely enjoy both of them.
No, they're definitely both good.
I find it funny that we always end up being some of the older people in there without children at Monsters, Inc.
That's true.
But we always end up cracking up at the dad jokes that they tell. Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you either want to laugh or do you want to enjoy singing along with some of your favorite Disney movies?
Well, you know I don't sing, but...
Well, you know I do. Not well, but...
Because of your singing, I'm going to go with Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. And it's always funny when you see one of my jokes hit the screen and then you're just like, ooh, that's me. I do genuinely just get a kick out of, you know, seeing people's reactions and to the jokes, and it just kind of fascinates me how that show even works.
Yeah.
Like how they interact with the crowd, even though it's just like a screen, you know what I mean? It's very strange, but I mean they do that with Turtle Talk with Crush as well over at Epcot, which I always find we haven't done that in a while, but it's the same concept.
Yep.
I'm a comedy fan, so I would probably agree with you and go Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Cool. Especially, you know what I would like also, speaking of like not getting picked for Star Tours as the rebel that they're looking for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never been the one guy in the crowd that they keep going back to at Monsters, yep. Inc. and making fun of. I would find that kind of fun as well, yeah. just to be picked on a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. All right. If you had to spend your whole vacation sleeping and living in one ride, would it be Tower of Terror or Haunted Mansion?
So I either get to stay as if it's like a hotel.
Yeah, so you're going... Yeah, both of them are hotels, but they still have the rides going on. Would it be Tower of Terror or Haunted Mansion? Now you're living and sleeping in there.
Do I get to, like, pop out as one of the ghosts if I feel like
you
can
do whatever you want to do.
All right.
Just don't get caught.
I guess, yeah. That's a good question, just because they're both... Like we just said, which employee, like, what job would you like to do? Those are two places I would definitely enjoy being a cast member. But they're both haunted, so it's... You're honestly... You're taking a chance on either one, really. But I'd probably say Tower of Terror, honestly. Just seems like, you know, the hustle and bustle of Hollywood, yeah. and all that.
And it's more of a hotel
feel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would probably say... I'd probably say that and then just stay away from the service elevator and hopefully there's no lightning storms.
That is true.
Would you rather experience, because we really haven't done either, would you rather, if we could only do one right now, go to Toy Story Land or Star Wars Land in Hollywood Studios?
So I would say Star Wars Land because I feel like we haven't hung out there. I feel like last time we were there, we kind of just like walked through and looked around and that was about it.
Well, they both have, you know, Woody's Lunchbox over at Toy Story, and then you also do have the Cantina from the original Star Wars movies over in Star Wars Land, which are both things I definitely want to check out.
Yep.
The Slinky roller coaster seems amazing, but from everything I've read, Rise of Resistance is the best thing at Disney right now, which is something it's definitely going to be challenging for us to get on. It's going to have to be the day that I, you know, suck it up and get up early so that we can get a boarding pass and get on the ride, which is going to be tough for me, but we're just going to have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going Star Wars Land. Yeah, and plus they have Smuggler's Run, so
two things we can do over there.
Exactly. So I think the you know, we do like Toy Story Mania, but we've done it before.
Yep.
And then the other ride over there is more of like basically the teacups with the aliens' own spin on it. So I don't think that's something I foresee us racing to get in line for. So I do agree with you. I'd probably say Star Wars Land myself. Although, like I said, I am excited for Slinky Dog Dash.
Cool. Would you rather have to carry a turkey leg the whole time at the park, including the rides, or have to wear blackout glasses the whole time where you can't see anything?
So either I'm blind or I have to have a turkey leg in my hand for everything. Well, I'm going to have to say, that's tough. I'm going to want a snack at some point. So as much as I'm not, you know, I don't necessarily get a turkey leg very often, but I'd probably rather just, you know, have the comfort of knowing I can always just have a bite anytime I needed.
All right.
And I also really, like we spoke about, I love the sights on the rides like Avatar and like Soarin'. And I also really like the people watching, like I said. So I definitely do not want to be blind. I'll just suck it up.
It'd be fun too, though, going to rides blind.
Yeah. Not knowing what's coming. I guess that could make the ride a little less predictable for me since I pretty much have been on everything. But yeah, I'm going to hold a turkey leg. As long as I got a couple napkins in my pocket, I think I'll be all right.
Good to know. I'll get the duct tape.
Yeah. Would you rather go on the teacups or Dumbo? So I know you don't like heights and I know you don't like spinning. So would you rather be up high or would you rather spin really fast? And I get control of the teacup wheel.
I'm going to go teacups. I've done them before.
Oh, I'm going to mess you up.
Not with you, but yeah.
I would mess you up on the teacups. I spin that thing really fast.
All right. Would you rather fly to Disney and back, but both your flights there and back are really the first flight in the mornings? Or drive down, but you have 2 weeks there?
Now, Ethan asked me a similar question. 2 weeks, but you have to drive both ways or get 1 week and fly.
You have like 4 days of not being at Disney because it's free driving days. So you take two
Oh, okay.
Down.
So we're taking time out of that.
Yeah.
All right.
So say you're stopping along the way and back. Like you're spending your time actually enjoying the trip down there rather than being like straight there, straight back.
I, as much as I don't like getting up early, we always do fly early.
Down there, yeah.
So I'm probably going to say wake up early to fly down and back just because that ride, the drive is just torture.
Yeah.
And I would hate to just be stuck in a car. Every time we've driven, I think it's only been two or three times, we powered through the whole way. Me and my dad switched off on the last one. And it's just really not a good time. And it really just kind of puts a damper on the trip overall. So I would rather just wake up and just get home in 3 hours on the flight.
Yeah, I could drive down there. Driving back would be torture, though.
Well, that's the thing is, like, driving down you could make fun if you make a road trip, but once your trip is over, you just want it to be over. You don't want to be, you know, stuck in the car for another 2 days driving back.
Yeah.
And just wanting to be home. I think that would be torture. So, yeah, I'm gonna stick with the 1 week and wake up early.
Cool.
How many do you have left? Just one more?
I have one more.
Cool. So I have two.
Okay.
I don't know how we messed that up. Maybe we went out of order at some point, but what I have for you is Animal Kingdom or Epcot.
Interesting. So it's really like eating and drinking.
We always go to Animal Kingdom in the morning, and we generally go to Epcot at night.
Yeah.
So it's more of a, I guess, a morning-night question, and it's also, like you were saying, eating or rides.
I'm going to go... If it's during the day, I'm going to Animal Kingdom to do the rides. If we're talking about nighttime, I'm going to Epcot.
Okay. Would you go to Animal Kingdom at night if I asked you to? We've never done that laser show.
I've never been to Animal Kingdom at nighttime before.
I don't think I have either. So that's something I feel like we should check out.
Yeah. Just that, they Animal Kingdom, are there any restaurants over there or anything?
So there are.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's really anything that you are... It's more exotic food, so I don't think it's going to be anything you're going to love. There are a couple of good restaurants over there, though, that I do enjoy. I'm sure we could figure something out, but I do remember, like, last time we ate at Avatar, and you were not the biggest fan of the food over there.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's just... I guess we just have to...
I mean, for the experience of never doing it before, I'll probably say Animal Kingdom at night.
Fair enough. Last question, sir?
Kind of just simple. So would you rather unlimited rock and roller coaster rides or unlimited Mount Everest rides for your day stay in the park? Two different parks, but...
So I can get on rock and roller coaster as many times as I want, or...
As quick as possible as you want to.
Oh, okay. Or...
Mount Everest.
Do you remember the trip we went on with our friends, the Baptiste, and... We went on, I think, Everest, maybe like...
I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there for that? No, I thought you were.
Only family I went with was the Keefs.
Okay. So I do recall going on Everest like 5 or 6 times in a row.
We do rock and roller coaster like 5 or 6 times in a row.
We've done that as well. That was one of my Wookiee tips was, you know, if the line's not long and you have a fast pass, just take the wait time. And then use your fast pass right after. I mean, there's been multiple times where me and you have gone on Rock and Roller Coaster, got off, because the wait time was only 20, 30 minutes.
Correct.
And then we're just waiting to use our fast pass. So I think, truthfully, I think we have a better time doing Rock and Roller Coaster over and over again.
Yep.
And then you get an Angry Orchard after you get off at the stand right there. So, my question is similar, actually. My last question is, Rock and Roller Coaster or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
The reason I asked this question is because we've only done Mine Train once.
Yeah, but it's so quick.
It is a quick ride. That is my biggest complaint.
And so is Rock and Roller Coaster a little bit, but it's more like, I like the speed. You're going into dark tunnels and the music, obviously. It's always a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, you can't complain about Aerosmith. There is potential that ride is going to be changing. Me and Ethan have talked about it. I don't know if you're aware, but
Like the ride itself or like the...
Or
the bands.
It remains to be seen. Okay. So we're not exactly sure. All we know is that Aerosmith's contract with them over that ride has expired this year. So it's really a matter of if Aerosmith is willing and Disney is willing to team up again, or are they going to, you know, totally redo this ride? I asked that question to Ethan, you know, after our show last week. I was like, if they had to change the band, like, what band would you want it to be? Now, we discussed a few different things. I mean, he's a big Billy Joel fan. I said, I don't think that music's intense enough for that ride. I'm a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. I thought that would have been a good fit. You know, loud, intense music at times. So, I don't know. I would really like to just see it remain Aerosmith. I just don't know if that is even in the cards. Yeah. I know in California, they turned it into Guardians of the Galaxy. Tower of Terror.
Yep.
So, they have been, you know... Even with big time rides like Tower of Terror that are, you know, what is one of our favorites, if we were living on the other coast right now, if we were on the West Coast, we wouldn't have that option unless we came over to Florida. Like I said, they turned it into Guardians of the Galaxy. We're getting a Guardians of the Galaxy ride in Epcot. We don't know when exactly. With COVID, everything has been pushed back, but I know they're willing to totally rebrand rides. Clearly, with everything that's been going on. So, it's really just a matter of if Aerosmith is ready to play ball with Disney and Disney's ready to play ball with them and make an agreement. And that's really just something I would love to see happen. I don't know. I'll keep my fingers crossed, I suppose. Cool. Wolfpack, that's really all we got today. We had... only 15 questions prepared each, so we kind of just flew through it pretty quickly. As always, I mean, give us a like, listen, share on all social media. We have an email, we have a Facebook, we have an Instagram. You can check us out, like I mentioned, on Mandalorian Mondays with Mark Valentine over at his page, Disney Life Podcast. Give that a follow so you have access to see our videos every Monday discussing the latest episode of Mandalorian. Besides that, Wolfpack, really just, as always, be kind, wash your hands, and we'll see you real soon.